This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. I'm judging a Westmalle Triple, Category 18C, Belgian Triple. Well, it's a light gold colored beer. The very tall, pure white head. Looking pretty rocky. It's clear. Has a lot of tiny bubbles rising from the bottom of the glass. Starting to leave Belgian lace on the glass. All very expected. Give it a 3. Smelling it. Get a peppery phenolic. Moderate fruity esters. And a perfumey alcohol. All sort of moderate. Light impression of sweetness as from Pils malt. The fruit is like oranges and lemons. I'm taking the perfumey quality at being alcohol. It's not solventy. The Pils malt note isn't intense, but it just gives a general rounded sweetness. Though the maltiness tends to increase a little bit as it warms. There's also some moderate spicy hops in there. It's a fairly good blend. Give it an 11. Tasting it. You get an initial mild Pils malt sweetness with an immediate complex blend of esters, same orange and lemon. Something that reminds me of candy sugar, like sweetness and flavor. Peppery phenolics and some alcohol. It's still sort of perfumey in the flavor. It's not a sweet beer at all. I mean, it finishes very, very, very dry. It's really effervescent. It's got some lingering bitterness. And the alcohol also tends to dry out the finish. Yeah, there's like an impression of sweetness up front, but you don't really get sugar in there anywhere. This is a bone dry beer. Moderately high bitterness and hop flavor. The hops have a spicy flavor to them. The aftertaste has some of that maltiness with the phenolics and esters. Yeah, that sort of drying alcohol flavor in the finish is a little sharp. I'm going to give it a 19. A lot of those flavors are spot on. The alcohol seems a little forward, probably because it's young. Mouthfeel. It's got a very high carbonation, as I could expect from seeing all those bubbles in the glass. Medium-light body. The alcohol is there. It's warming. It's not hot. I get the alcohol more in the flavor than the mouthfeel. I mean, yeah, some of it's there, and you do feel it in drying. It's not coming off as hot. So I'll give that a 5 for mouthfeel. Overall, it's a classic beer. It's complex. The alcohol is a touch sharp, not hot, just a little young. When the beer's been aged a little, the alcohol sort of softens up, and the flavors relax and meld together a little bit. The flavors are a little bit distinct from each other. They're not fully blended together yet. They're almost there. Just a little bit more conditioning, I think, will help. Something that a lot of examples get wrong, but this really does well, is is how dry it is. It's an amazingly well attenuated beer, and the hop bitterness is also fairly elevated. I think this beer pushes close to 40 IBUs. I think that's really important in the style, because if the beer is not well attenuated, if it doesn't have a dry finish, and if the IBUs aren't high enough, the beer just sort of comes off as malty sweet, or worse, just sweet. That's the big failing of most American-made triples and a lot of homebrewed ones, too, is you taste it, and it seems like somebody thought, like, well, I'll just make, like, a Belgian barley wine thing and just use pale malt, and you really need to use sugar to dry it out, and you really need to watch your mash and not overdo the malt. You know, start, you start high, but not absurdly high, because you really want to finish low. This beer is a 9.5% beer. You know, I really wouldn't go much above that. I think they're best when they're around 9%. So, I mean, you should aim to make them, restrained in that regard. Because if the dryness isn't there, then the balance isn't going to seem right. And if the bitterness isn't there, then the malt is just going to leap out at you. And it's not meant to be a malty beer. I mean, the Pils malt's there in balance, but the rest of the beer is showcasing that great yeast character. But it also has a ton of hops. The hops aren't ripping out at you late. I mean, you taste them blended in with all the other flavors, and I think that's what really it needs to be. But the bitterness needs to be up there enough to avoid the beer seeming sweet. So the biggest fault that you find in triples is that, you know, they seem thick or sweet, or the alcohol just jumps out at you. So those are things that you really watch for in this style. So this beer is doing fairly well. I would probably cellar it for like another 6 months and try it again. So I think it will improve from what I just had here. So that's a 9 overall with a 47 total score. That's category 18C Westmalle Triple.